Either way, two ha'aris, light, as it relates to today's light daf. So the first ha'ara is, the Gemara was talking about how terrible and severe it is if a person is matal eimi yisera b'toich beisai. L'oilam al yatal odam eimi yisera b'toich beisai. Rav Chisda said, you shouldn't do it because Pelegish Begiva came about. And Pelegish Begiva resulted in tens of thousands of Yidden dying. Rav Yudah Rav said, don't do it, because if a person is matal eimi yisera b'toich beisai, it could lead to sholesh averis. Kili arayah shvichas damin, and not a avodah zara, but chil Shabbos. Rav Avoh said a person shouldn't be matal emi yaseir b'toich beisai because an Adam Gadol was matal emi yaseir b'toich beisai and he almost ate a Dover Gadol. And what was the Dover Gadol? He almost ate Eva Menachai. Spoke at the Ara of the Ion Yaakov who said it's only an emi yaseir that a person should not be matal b'toich beisai, but a healthy amount of ema is maybe not such a bad thing. But either way, the Gemara, when it initially brought Rav Avoh's memra, and that is, it sounded like this Adam Gadol actually ate the Davar Gadol. And the Gemara said, is that possible? Is it possible that an Adam Gadol would have eaten a Davar Gadol? We know that the Eibishter protected the Chamar of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And if the Eibishter protected the Chamar of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, then certainly the Eibishter would protect Tzadikim themselves. If the behemoth of the Tzadik was protected, certainly the Tzadik himself. And it was because of this, the Gemara edited Rav Avoh's statement, and the Meiser Rav Avoh told over that Adam Gadol didn't really eat the Davar Gadol. He almost ate the Davar Gadol. Tosfos here, on the top of the Yom, very famously, and this Tosfos is in many places in Shas, says that it sounds like from this Gemara that Hashem protects tzaddikim, that tzaddikim don't come l'idei avera. Great Tosfos, how can you say that? There's many Gemaras in Shas where you find there were great tzaddikim tanam that did averas. Maybe the most famous one is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The Mishnah says lo yikra lo yiraner. A person is not allowed to learn on Shabbos lo yiraner. Why not? Gzeiru shemayata. We're afraid that maybe while the person is learning, he's going to be matted in air and he's going to be over in avera. And the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha heard this halacha and he says, what? You're concerned that a person is going to be matted in air on air? Ani ekrav lo yata. The Gemara says lo besoiv kar vehita vekasev al pinkase ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi vatisi l'kshei bona beis hamikdash avichat hashmen. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yishmael was Karvihita. What happened to Hashta Behemtin Shal Tzadikim? Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Ta'kol Al Yodon. Tzadikim Atzma Leikolshkein. Tosfos brings a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga where Yehuda Ben Tabai once killed an Eid Zoymeh when really he wasn't supposed to have killed him. He brings a Gemara Ksubas Tav Chavches where there was an Eved and they were Mailim Lekahuna. Many places in Shas where you find that Tzadikim were Nechshol in terrible, terrible Averis. How does it stem with this Gemara? It says, Tosfos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a Kasha. Why? Because the only time that a tzaddik has shmira is when it's a midid achila. By midid achila, then the tzaddik has shmira. And the reason is the gnai will a tzaddik she'oichol davar issa. Because it's a gnai if a tzaddik eats a davar issa. But if it comes to anything other than midid achila, over there, you're not necessarily going to have that shmira. Now the question is, number one, what's so unique about midid achila? When it comes to midid achila, then you have a special shmira, then you're going to be protected. Why would midid achila be different? So over the years, we've spoken that Pashup Shah maybe is, because when a person eats Macholas Asuras, in addition to the Isser, in addition to the Yerideya component, there's also a Timtum Alev that comes along with eating Macholas Asuras. And it's Mavur in the Svarim that the Timtum Alev that can come from eating Macholas Asuras is true whether the person ate B'meze, or even if he ate a B'shoigig or B'oynes. Anytime a person eats Macholas Asuras, it's Nayach for a person to come L'idei Timtum Alev. And it's for that reason you could have thought that that's why the tzaddik needs a special shmira when it comes to this inyan, and the reason is because as the iser, maybe the iser of machalus asuras is not as chamer, let's say, as what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha did when he was kara vehita. But what Rabbi Shmuel did at the end of the day was b'shoigig, therefore avichat hashmeina. But if a person eats Macholas Asuras B'shoigig, there's going to be the effect of the Macholas Asuras, and as a result, maybe that's why he has that special shmir. Another thing that we've spoken about over the years is Akasha, that the Chida asks in his Pesach Inayin, in the Sechtes Nedarim Daf Yud, and over the years we found this Kasha in different places, and that is the Gemara says in the Sechtes Nedarim, Chasidim HaRishonim Hoyim Mesavim L'Havichatas, The Chassidim Arishonim had a taiva to bring a Karban Chatas, Lefisha Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yad. The reason they had a taiva to bring a Karban Chatas, because it never played itself out for them to have to bring a Karban Chatas. When do you bring a Karban Chatas? If you do an Aver B'Shoigi. But the Chassidim Arishonim, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadam, so they never had to bring a Karban Chatas. What did they do? They would get up, and they would be Makabal Naziris, because a Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, has to bring three Karbanas, one of them is a Chatas, and like this, they were able to fulfill this taiva they had to be able to bring a Karban Chatas. I don't understand. The Chassidim Arishonim had a Shmira that they never had to bring a Karban Chatas. The Chur of the Makar is the Gemara. Hash to the Henton Shal Tzadikim, Eina Kadosh Baruch, maybe Takal HaYadam, Tzadikim Atzmo Lekoshkim. But Rabbeinu Tam said throughout Shas that that's only true when it comes to Macholei Sasuros. But all others, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was going to have to bring a Karban Chatas. So where do you have this Indian that Chassidim HaRishonim, Eina Kadosh Baruch, maybe Takal HaYadam, when it comes to all mitzvahs, L'chore, it's a kasha on Tosfos, and really it's a kasha from all these Gemaras, which are Tosfos is Raya's, there's your son. That really the tzaddikim don't have a shmira in any Indian other than when it comes to macholis sasurois. And the Chida says a beautiful teretz. The Chida says that maybe pshat is that tzaddikim l'chud and chassidim l'chud. And in our nusach, we've spoken that many times, the Marsha in the end of the second parak of Masechtas Tainus, where the Marsha says that there are four madrigas in avodas Hashem, and it's merumis in the name Yitzchak. Yashar, tzaddik, chassid, and kaddish. Yashar is the lowest of the four, then comes the tzaddik, then comes the chassid, then comes the kaddish. But the chassid is on a higher level of the tzaddik. The tzaddik has shmira, but only from midi da'achila. But could be the chassid has a bigger shmira, and his shmira is from all inyan. Hash to behemtim shall tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yodom. Tzaddikim atzma lekoshkin, the shmira of the tzaddik, that's midi da'achila. The gnayu the tzaddik, shaychol dover is. But as it relates to the Chassidim Arishonim, they were Chassidim. They had a higher level of Shmira. And the emes is, you see, in many, many psukim, the Indian of the Chassid associated with Shmira, Raglei Chassid of Yishmar. So you find this Indian, Shomer Nafshis Chassidim, you find that the Eibishter protects the Chassid. And the Chassid has a special Shmira, and it plays itself out, not only a Shmira from dangerous things, but a Shmira min Aveira. So the Tzaddikim in Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph Zokra Veiru Tam, they only have a Shmira from Midi Dachilo. But the Chassidim Arishoinim, they had Shmira from everything. And because the Chassidim Arishoinim had Shmira from everything, so it's for that reason, as it relates to the Chassidim, they were protected, and that's why they had no choice. But if they were going to bring a Karban Chatas, they had to be Mekabel Nazir. But this is all rage we've spoken about more than once and more than twice. But Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyin Rav David Yoel Weiss, and this is in Parshas Chayesar. There's a Medrash in Parshas Chayesar. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash is talking about Eliezer Eved Avraham, who arrives in the house of Lavan, and Besuel is going to find a wife, Yitzchak, Rivka, and the pasuk says, "Vayovay ho'ish habaisa." Eliezer arrived. Vayifatach agmalim. Vayiten tevenu mispoy like malim u'mayim lichetz ragla v'ragla anosha mashayita. So the pasuk says he came. Vayifatach agmalim. What does it mean? Vayifatach. So the medrash hitir zimumeim. He removed the muzzles from the camels, meaning when Eliezer was traveling with Avram Avinu's camels, they had muzzles. When he arrives in the house of love and he wanted to give them to eat, you can't eat if you have a muzzle. So he had to unlock their mouth, and like this, Vayifatach, he opened up their mouths, he removed the muzzles. Like this, they were able to eat. So the Gemara, Rafuna, Rab Yirmi, Shal, the Rab Chia Barabba. Rafuna, Rab Yirmi, they asked Rab Chia Barabba, Loi Hoyug Malav Shal Avram Avinu Doimim Lechamoyre Shal Rapinchas Ben Yar. Says, I don't understand. The gmalim of Avram Avinu were less chashiv than the chamor of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Does that make any sense? And then the Gemara goes on, the Medrash does, and tells the story. Chamarti Rav Pinchas Ben Yair Nasbul, the story, he was captured, and he didn't want to eat, they couldn't figure out what was going on, and then they were mafish trumas and maishas, and finally was able to eat. But anyway, this was the kasha that Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiya asked Rav Chia Bar Abba. He says, I don't understand this story. Says, why did the camels of Avram Avinu need a muzzle? Either way, I chum in Soim Chanal Anes. There's a lot going on. Freitach Sam Soifer, and this isn't Sam Soifer Allah Torah. He says, I don't understand the kash. Tosfos says throughout Shas, Gittin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, that the whole Shmira of the tzaddikim, and a behemtet shel tzaddikim is for macholis asuros. So if you eat nevelo, you treif, you eat tevel, you eat something, you're not allowed to eat. That's what you have the shmirah from. And that's what Reb Pinchas ben Yoris Chamar didn't want to eat, and that's what Reb Chanina ben Gamliel had shmirah from in our daf. Why did Avram Avinu's camels need muzzles? Because of gzeilo, Rashi says in Chumash, it was related to gzeilo, and if it was because of gzeilo, it has nothing to do with macholis asuros. If somebody eats something that he stole, is that macholis asuros? So you're going to say, I don't know, maybe, right? You're eating something that's not yours. First of all, no, it's not macholos asur, it's glat kosher. It has a batat sashkocha. What does it have to do with anything? Gzeilo luchud and macholos asur is luchud. It's not the same thing. But besides, Tosfos speaks out mefurish here. Now with Tosfos, davzayinam and aleph, that if somebody eats before Havdalah, even though it's not something you're allowed to do, but it's not considered hashta behemta shal tzadikim, you have no shmir on that. Why? Because it's not macholos asur. And the lumdus Tosfos says this macholos asur is when it's issa cheftza. But if it's issa gavra, even though I'm not allowed to eat it, but that doesn't make it macholos asur. It's afraid to chsam soif. I don't understand the kasha. What were they asking? What's Pashup Shan in this kasha? I don't understand it. It says, Rab David Yoel Weiss, Dover Nifla, Kedarku Bakoidish. Says, there's an Ovis de Rab Nosson, where the Ovis de Rab Nosson talks about the behemoths of Avram Avinu. Listen to this lashon. Kishem Shat Tzadikim Harishoinim, Hoyu Chasidim. Interesting lashon. Kishem Shat Tzadikim Harishoinim, Hoyu Chasidim. Kach Behemtim Hoyu Chasidois. Their behemoths were chasidus. Amru, gemalov shel Avram Avinu, loy nichnesu lebayis, sheyesh bay avodas kechav. The camels of Avram Avinu would not enter a bayis where there was avodas zara. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'anoichi pinisi habayis, umakam legmalov. V'anoichi pinisi habayis, mitrofim. And then afterwards, they were willing to enter. Melami shalei nichnesu lebayis, lovin arami, ad shepinu kol avodas kechavim mipneya. So you see that the animals of Avram Avinu, they wouldn't have even entered the house where there was a base of Avodah Zarah. Frank Rav David Yoel Weiss, what pshat in this? This mamash has no pshat. Tosfos says that the whole shmir, it's a mefurish of Tosfos and Shas. But Tosfos didn't know this, obviously Rav Nosson, the Teretz says, Kishem Shat Tzadikim Arishoinim Hoyu Chasidim, Kach Behemtim Hoyu Chasidois. The behemoth of Rav Pinchas Ben Yor was a tzaddik. Oh, but the behemoths of Avram Avinu were on the Madrega of Chusid. It's a whole different Madrega. The tzaddik shmir is only from Midi Dachilo, the Gnailohem. That's Tosfos and Gittin. Oh, the Chasidim Arishoinim, you find the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf, you like the Chidah said in Pesach Einayim, that they have a higher level of shmir. Here, they don't do any Averis. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bevet HaKol HaYodom, they do zero Averis. Why? Because they have this special shmir from everything, and that's why they had no choice. But if they wanted to bring a Karban Chatos, they would have to be Menadav and Aziris. That was the only way that they would be able to bring a Karban Chatos. The behemoth of Avram Avinu was on the Madrega of Chassid, and therefore they wouldn't have even entered a house where there was Avodah Zarah, and that's why they didn't need Shmira even from Gezeva, and that's Pshat in the Medrash. That's the Teretz of Chassam Sofer's Kasha. That's the first star.